God's Word is really faithful to show us Himself in the Bible. And don't forget your devotions this week. Ask God for motivation to find Him there by looking into His Word and praying. And most of this month, looking at how the Lord helps us in daily problems, problems of anxiety, anger, and apathy. Thought I'd go with the A thing there. And today is that being anxious. Some are like that more naturally than others. And then anger. I don't know of anybody who doesn't get angry on a regular basis. And then apathy. Most of us don't care about that last sermon there. You've got to be thinking about that. But Christians in the New Testament had a lot to be worried about, just like you and I. They faced storms all around them. There's a Christian song that says they had fightings within, that is, within their soul, and fears without. So Peter said, cast your anxiousness on God. Everybody gets a little bit anxious. Athletes get anxious. People who are skilled in music get anxious before they play or sing. Young people get anxious when they go off to school. Widows get anxious because of loss. They say, boy, what's my life going to be like now? Brides and grooms get anxious when they head down that aisle. And single people get anxious when they say, well, can I connect with people this week? All those things. But in Jesus' day, there was a lot of things to be worried about. Organized religion was corrupt and inward-looking. And so there was no help there. And same is true today, I think, if we just look for hope in the way things are done as opposed to Jesus himself. The government was getting more and more pagan in Jesus' day. Caesar was taking over more and more of people's lives. He wanted to be worshipped and honored. Taxes were a burden. Christians were not taken seriously, and they were beginning to be persecuted. So somebody might say, well, it sounds like the Bible was written for today. Cast your cares on him. And the beat goes on, as the song says. The song remains the same. And there we are. Cast your anxiety on the Lord. He cares for you. And anxiety is often related to being intimidated by life outwardly or inwardly. And sometimes it's related to depression on a pretty regular basis. Think of it as a muscle. If you tensed up a muscle for quite a long time because you were, let's say, uptight or concerned, pretty soon that muscle would be out of energy. And sometimes anxiousness and depression, sometimes two sides of the same coin. And as a follower of Jesus, you and I have experienced the peace of God that passes all understanding. That's a gift that the Lord would give us because He knows our frame, that we're going to be dust and feel like that at times. And the Lord's strength is beyond human resources. So we are thankful for that. But I do want to share with you and face with you some times when we are angry or anxious, opportunities to see the Lord in being anxious. So I'm not going to stand here and preach that if you're a Christian, you're never going to be anxious and it's just one halo after the next as you fly to heaven. Some folks are like that and they're either, I haven't met them or they're liars, one of the two. Billy Graham confessed when he was fighting a illness that might have taken his life, he said, he knew the Lord loved him, he knew about heaven, but he was anxious. So you and I will get like that when we see uncertainty. So I'm going to share with you a couple things. Sometimes we get anxious because of things beyond our control. Dr. Paul Holland, who's a teacher who often teaches us pastors how to be better pastors, shared a story one time of infants born in the, I think it was the Swissville area in the 1940s. Apparently there was a railroad going through the town, or quite nearby, if not in the middle. And when the train would go through, one or two trains would go through at nighttime, 2 a.m. and 4 a.m., and they would go through and blow their horn quite loud. If you live near the train in Irwin, you would know the train track there. And, of course, the infants who were sleeping there in heavenly peace, all of a sudden, boom, they're awakened and they get frightened. And then back to sleep and then they're awakened and they get frightened. And Dr. Holland said that young people who lived in a number of different blocks around that train track, when they grew up, they were a lot more anxious than the folks who lived far away from the train track. That was, you know, what they discovered. And you can just imagine, I've known children in alcoholic abusive situations. They go to sleep at night, and dad wakes them up. Dad starts beating them or something. You know how sad that is. And just the, you know, what's going to happen in the middle of the night all the time? And it's a real thing. And the anxiety is going to be there because of things beyond their control. And they're going to need the Lord as a shelter and strength from Him as they take off. But I've heard you say some of these things. I've said some of these things about being anxious or about worry. I worry about my family, their health, their spiritual health. You know, sometimes that's a healthy concern. I worry about what happened yesterday. I worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. I worry about children and teens, older people who face illnesses, how that affects their lives. I worry about the church. I worry about those who don't go to church. I worry about those who go to church don't know the Lord. And I've heard people say, I'm worried about why I'm worried. And others say, I'm kind of worried because I never worry. I worry about things in government, the troops in war, worry about people who need work, worry about those not headed to heaven but headed to hell, and I know Jesus can save. So there's a lot to be concerned about. Even the atheist would say Jesus was right when he said, boy, every day is going to have enough trouble of its own. And that's true. So we say, Lord, with your help, we will not be anxious, but we will find you in the midst of our concern. God gave us those nerves to be sensitive to danger, real or imagined. And the poor lost guy, he's really anxious about many things because there's no stability in his own soul. Woody Allen, who is a comedian, he said, you know, mankind is always at a crossroads. One path leads to despair. The other path leads to total destruction. Lord, help us pray that we have the wisdom to choose wisely. That's often what the lost person feels. It's just like, I don't know what to do. Everywhere I turn seems the wrong way. The Bible says, the fool says in his heart, there's no God in this experience of anxiousness. I can't see God here. I just see trouble. And the Bible defines being anxious as being divided. I'm trying to concentrate on one thing or the Lord, and my mind keeps going to my problems. It means to choke out. Jesus said, the anxieties of life choke out the good seed of God's Word. The doctor tells you, you have cancer, and we could have surgery, or we could have chemotherapy. The choice is yours. And there's anxious thoughts. I don't know about chemotherapy. I don't know about surgery. I'm sleeping. I don't know what's going on. Thoughts not being able to be put together. One time Jesus was with Mary and Martha, and one of them got very anxious. And Mary was sitting by Jesus and trying to get to know him because she knew she needed him and life was very difficult. And Martha, however, was distracted. What to do? Get this done. She was overworked, overscheduled. Overscheduling can make you anxious. Almost on any given Sunday or every time people come to the building here, I can tell who's overscheduled and who's not. By the way, they go about, you know, just being in worship. I can tell when I'm overscheduled and when I'm not. By the way, I go about doing what I do. And Jesus told to Martha these words. He said, Martha, Martha, you're worried and troubled about many things. And that was a word of understanding. Jesus was sympathetic to her. It was a corrective word, but a sympathetic word. You're worried and troubled about many things. Mary has chosen the better, what is really needed, and it won't be taken away from her. So in our anxious moments, as we walk toward them, and sometimes we find Jesus by walking toward what we fear or worry about. You know, I'm going to pretend like it's not there, but I got to go and walk through that. And when I go and walk toward my anxious thoughts, I will often find Jesus there in the shadow. Lord, give us the attitude of Mary in the busyness of our Martha days. It's been said if we don't deal with our anxiety, sometimes what we try to do for the Lord will take away from our relationship with the Lord. Boy, that would be, you've probably experienced that in other relationships. Sometimes you go to you go somewhere at Walmart and the Walmart guy wants to give you a cart so much he gets in, you never get to what you want to try to get to because he's doing. And if we don't deal with our anxiety, we become angry, bitter people, always ready for a fight. Do other Christians get you angry? Remember, Martha's symptom of anxiety was, Mary bugs me. Are you really bugged by other Christians? If she was spiritual like me, we would be over here. Jesus said, that's not the way to be close to me. And there's a sense where anxiety is also a sign of pride when I am thinking about myself and not the Lord. That's an anxious experience. Like, whoa, there you are, just you, And that's no good. Now, the Bible says God knows our frame. He remembers we're dust. Humble yourself before God. Cast your cares on Him. He'll care for you. Someone said it's like throwing something, almost like a baseball, throwing a pitch to the catcher, to cast it. Say, God, take care of this. I'm facing this anxiety with you. And you don't want to try to fly the plane of your life from seat 23. You don't know about the plane. You don't know about the pilot as well as you think you know the pilot. Okay, let the pilot fly your life and you'll be calm. Throw your anxious thoughts on God in prayer, in petition, in thankfulness. I find people when they're really anxious and they do face a trial that they're trying to walk through with God's calmness, if they say, okay, I'm going to start to look to where I see God's hand and how He's blessing me, the anxiety is overcome by the strength of God. There's trouble. But, oh, I do have a doctor. I have a nurse. I have people praying for me. I have the Bible. I have the promise of God's help and encouragement. What was I worried about again? Oh, yeah. The strength of God. Can you say with Psalm 31, Lord, my times are in your hands. Can you say with Proverbs 16:9, Lord, I plan my course, but you determine my steps. What a comfort it would be if we would know, God, you run my steps. Well, I'll be safe in the will of God. God will take care of you, the song says. Psalm 121, the Lord watches over you. He watches your rising and your lying down. Long before you get up in the morning and say, it's going to be a big day, I hope it goes okay. God is up long time before you got up. He's planning the day for you. And as if you get nervous at night and toss and turn, God says, you go to sleep. I'm not going to sleep. I'll stay up. And you go to sleep, and I'm going to take care of you. You are the Lord's personal concern. That was a paraphrase of He cares for you. You think God cares for you. He will do things to help you. Cast your cares on Him. He cares about you from the cross, at His table, in the fellowship, in your trial. Even from the cross, He says, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. If you take the hand of God, remember when Jesus invited the disciples on the boat, He said, I'm going to meet you on the other side of the lake. He sent them into the sea where the storm was. Jesus, just leave me on the shore. Now get in the boat, and I'll meet you in the storm, in your anxious thoughts. And as the song said, somewhere in the shadows, where you feel like, oh, I don't know if I can do this. You'll find Jesus. You'll know Him by the nail prints in His hands. So He can help you. And you're His personal concern. Cast your cares on Him. Could you pray with me for our communion time? Lord, thank you. You love us this morning. And just like if our loved one was worried or anxious or burdened, would be there for them. We would give fellowship of presence that is would be around them, would listen to them, would speak briefly to them. And you do that for us. Thank you for your faithfulness. We can't think of one trial where you abandoned us, because that's not in your nature. We were able to cast cares on you, and you made us your personal concern. Be with us as we walk. Give us strength beyond ourselves, and help anxiety be less and less a problem, and you more and more the strength of our soul. Be with folks needing your help. We think of Peg Underreiner, Dale Matthews, is there in the hospital to give recovery for Marjorie Simpson and Darian Hughes, for Fred Azevedo, give a week of healing for Fred as he'd desire that. And be with folks overseas in combat. Be with Chris Schneider preparing for Afghanistan. For those affected by floods, for those seeking work, for spiritual revival in our soul, and for people we know and love yet to receive you. Hear our silent prayers for Jim Stanley, we pray. Hear our silent prayers for our walk, that you would be the strength of our souls and would cast our cares on you today and each day. Hear our silent prayers.